Now, how much exercise are you getting? Apparently, half of adults in Northern Ireland don't exercise enough. And I did think about this last week. I was laid low last week and I was at the doctor and he was checking my heart. And it's the first time I've ever had a doctor say, I need to check your heart. And I hesitated for a moment. I was like, jeepers, what if I'm not ticking properly? Thankfully, there's nothing wrong with my heart. But it got me thinking about whether or not I get enough exercise. And I would be a great man for the hill walking and enjoy, you know, being out and about. But there's really, it's fresh air more than intense exercise. Let me speak to Emily Reeve, who's a cardiac nurse. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Emily, we're not talking to you because I wasn't feeling well last week. We're talking to you because the British Heart Foundation want to raise this issue. But as a man in his 50s, your heart is something you have to give serious consideration to.
A recent survey commissioned by the British Heart Foundation found that 45% of people in Northern Ireland haven't run at all in the past year, and nearly one in five people haven't done regular exercise in the last 10 years. And we know that physical activity is so important to keep your heart healthy, lowering your cholesterol, keeping your blood pressure under control, as well as your mental well-being. It can be quite daunting for people, but you've just described how you like to go out, and that's great, because it's just about little things you can do to make a big difference.
But is walking enough? Our business editor is a very fit man. He's an older man than me, and him and I used to walk a lot. But he said to me, Frank, listen, can't do it anymore unless you're going to run. And himself and a cameraman have been doing a considerable amount of running. And they're older men than me. I just don't feel up to running.
I don't have to run. Absolutely. I mean, walking's fantastic because, you know, most people can do it. And I said about the little things you can do. On our website, we have 10-minute challenges. So things like taking the stairs rather than the lift and walking as part of your day as well. So you don't have to go running because I think once people start moving, they find it easier to kind of develop it into their routine as well, as well as sort of setting themselves targets. And, you know, we'd encourage people to sign up to the challenge and do one of our events. We have like over 60 across the UK. If you look at www.bhf.org.uk/events, there's something for everybody. You could do a walk, you could do a run, you could do a cycle ride, or you could do a swim.
If you are sitting on the sofa most evenings, sitting at the desk at work most days, and only walking out to the car to drive home, you got to put in more effort, don't you?
That's the thing. I mean, the national guidelines are 150 minutes a week, which sounds like a lot, but it's not. I mean, that's half an hour five times a week. It's not much, and you can break it up. So for people that really aren't doing anything, it's just about initially reducing that sitting time and then doing little things, you know, like I said about taking the stairs or walking instead of getting the bus. And these little steps you can make to kind of build up and make it normal for you to be exercising rather than thinking about it as being something you can't achieve.
Emily, good speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Emily Reeve is a cardiac nurse with the British Heart Foundation.